Yeah, is Rabbi Yosi Yosef. The Tanya law was learnt about this. The Shavin the both Moida Shaos Salat is by Yom Kippurim. That on Yom Kippur Avadu is also to wear the shoe. As this Kav Shaloi, like his type of the shoe that he wears, that he put his thighs into, that's also to wear on Yom Kippur. So what's the Kasha? So Rashi says Yotze B'Kav Shaloi B'Shabbos Kav. Yeah. For Rabbi Yosi Yosef, Ksova Lav Manahu. Rabbi Yosi Yosef, that's not called the shoe. Hoyo V'Yena Shove B'Chol. Not everybody wears this. It's a full shoe. Not everybody wears it. V'Afilu Hochi Shove and both Moide Shos Alotz B'Yom Kippurim. And you're not allowed to wear this on Yom Kippur. Alma, what do we see? That Af Agav the Rabbi Yosi Lav Manahu. Even though according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not called the Manu. It's not called the regular shoe. It's an artificial shoe with a leg in it. So that's why on Shabbos is also to wear Afilu Hochi Oser. So the same svara should apply to a shoe made from this other material, this bamboo material. What do you want to tell me? That the shei manol is only leather. Leather gives something a shoe. Anything else than leather is not called a shoe. That's why it's mutter to wear on Yom Kippur. But here I have a raya. No, this kita, this person is missing part of his leg. He has his artificial leg. You're telling me now, Rabbi Yosi, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, because it's not called a manol. And still it's also on Yom Kippur. So you see, the yisayga of the Yom Kippur is not totally what's called a manol. Now anything you wear on your shoes, it's also to wear. Anything you're wearing on your feet, like any type of a tainug, of the comfort, it's also, you're not going to have to go now barefoot on Yom Kippur as you come out. So my answer is no. Om Rabayam, wholesome the yispek season. I tell you, the reason why you can't wear on Yom Kippur the kita, when he has his artificial leg with the shoe, is because on the top part there's like a hollow there, and when he puts his leg into it, he puts his thigh into it, there's ksisin there, there's like cotton there, there's soft material. Or mishum tainik, when he puts his thigh into it, it's a tremendous time, it's a tremendous pleasure to himself. Therefore it's awesome. This is the same type of a pleasure we have when we wear our shoes made from leather. Trashik ksisin chatichas begodim ketanois Shame noichos loy lismach shuka v'alayim. It's like very soft material is there, like cotton, soft material, and it's very good for shuka of your thighs. They lie in it, and it feels very good. So that's why it's also in Yom Kippur. It's the same way as sand was also in Yom Kippur, because you say that it's amano, because amano the pshat is when you have leather, it's very comfortable, it's very good. That's why it's also in Yom Kippur. Who would it hear also? Since it has ksisin, it's very comfortable. Mashenk and these other shoes are not so comfortable, therefore we're allowed to wear them on Yom Kippur. Hey, so sham and these other materials, they're not that comfortable, therefore we're allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. Now the Rambam's Yisoid, since not developed on the physical like that, but the Rambam's Yisoid is that you're allowed to wear these materials on Yom Kippur, is the pshat is mamish and not that comfortable. Rambam learns that when you walk on the floor, you have to feel the floor. In other words, according to Rambam, our sneakers really you shouldn't wear on Yom Kippur. Because our sneakers are also comfortable. Like it's much from the Gemara here. The Yisrael is what's very comfortable, you're not allowed to wear on Yom Kippur. You're only allowed to wear things that are not so comfortable. And the Rambam Tzak holds like that. It has to be things that if there's pebbles on the floor, you would feel it. So mainly if it's galoshes or a very thin slipper, then the Maisa, when you walk on the floor, your mama should feel the floor. That would be mutter. But the Maisa, the felt doesn't feel like that. The other shittas are not like that. The other shittas pass in stam. But the Maisa, we only pass in leather is also. But any other material is takim mutter. The Mishnah brings down, whoever wants to be machmir, it's good to be machmir at the Rambam Shita. But koponim, otherwise we hold that the minigis, they do wear sneakers. Even though sneakers are very comfortable, and the Maisa, you don't feel any stones on the floor when you're wearing sneakers, but still it's not called a manu. A manu means dafka leather. And here you have to say ksisin was very, very comfortable. It was not much even better than leather, you have to say. It was very comfortable for the person, so Mishum Tainig was also. No, shoelaces wouldn't help you, no. Ramas. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know. Ramas' voice is you have to feel the floor. Your mamish very thin slippers, you feel the floor. Your mamish feel every thing, any pebble on the floor, you feel it. So you have to wear something that you still feel the floor. And I'm here, like rubbish. Right. Omalei Rova. Vi lav monohu. Because still it's shver. But if you want to tell me now, it's not called the kli. It's not called the shoe, you're telling me. That's where Yosi holds the kita is not allowed to wear it. This person not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So the zoik sisi mishavi le mono. Because he has there the soft material. That makes it into a shoe. Like, what's going on? Vi yoit. Kol tainik de lav monohu. Vi amakipa mi yosar. So you want to tell me you can't sit down on a comfortable chair like this? You have a smaka chair. You have your mamish, a good chair with a big pillow there on it. So it should be awesome to sit down on Yom Kippur. Because you have a lot of comfort. You're sitting on a nice pillow. And we know that's not the halacha. So besides just the fact that you have tzitzim, you have soft material inside that artificial leg, shouldn't make it also. The monoshach. It's not called a mano because it's not leather. So how could tzitzim make it into a shoe? And even if you want to tell me for some reason it's not a shoe, it's also because of stam tining enjoyment, there's no such issue on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're allowed to have enjoyment. There's only these five inuyim that's also. Other things are not also. You're allowed to sit on the chair on Yom Kippur. Before we had to use to wrap around a towel around the shoe, for nothing, you walked out with it. So my shoe is some comfort at least. Sometimes better than nothing in the stomach. It's a little comfort. You see, yeah, he made comfort. He made himself he had tonic, he enjoyed it. He wrapped a towel around his foot. I don't know what kind of time it is, but no, something. Karach sudra karya. No. For nothing. So you see, stam comfort is mutter. V'yoid. Me diktani seifa. Im yesh loy base kibble. Ksisin tome. The seifa says that if this shoe, this artificial shoe, has a hollowness inside it, that in the hollowness you can put the soft material, then tak it's tome. Then it's called the base kibble. It's not a shoe that cleates. It's called a base kibble. It has something that it can hold something in. Then the klal is, it's called the cleats of makabal tome. Oh, but that's what the seifa says. So mechlal the ratio lab the east like ksisin askinan. Mashma the ratio, we're not talking like that. We're not talking about that there's any ksisim, there's any material inside it. So even though there's no material, still it's also a Yom Kippur. So the question is why? So Rashi says, Metomeya, me de kibble tumma, de lab shoot the cleates, so it's not called the shoot the cleates. So bizarre, you see, that's the safe one, if it has hollowness inside it. But the ratio is a plain piece of wood that doesn't have any hollowness inside it. So there's no ksisim inside it. So bizarre, the kashr is, if it's not called a manu, it's also to wear on Shabbos, why is it also a Yom Kippur? So Marian says, Eloa Marova. Liyolam atayu the kuliyalma manahu. Really, it's called taka shoe. It's maybe it was made out of leather taka. It really had a shame shoe, this artificial foot. Oh, the Shabbos, and why does Rabbi Yossi say this person can't wear it on Shabbos? The Teretz is, behold, pligi, this is the machlokes. Mas sov Rabbi Yossi holds, kazrina dilmu mishtamit, viyosi lasuya daladamis. We're afraid, since the mice you don't walk with it, it's not so tight on your foot, on your thigh, so we're afraid it'll fall off. And you'll come to carry it. That's why it's also. No, we're not afraid it'll fall off and you'll come to carry it. Daladamis. So that's the machlokes. But really, it has a shemano. Trashi manuhu. A hilkach be on a kippur also. Therefore, in the kippur taka it's also. Ava be the hitni, the hutzni, lav manalinu. But the other materials, those are not called a shoe. Therefore, those material you're allowed to wear in the kippur. Mashenke, this kita, this artificial leg, was also made out of leather. That's why taka everybody holds also in the kippur. Now, if it's made out of leather, why can't you wear it on Shabbos? It's a new gzera. We're afraid maybe you'll fall off and you come to carry it. But you're not really walking with it on Shabbos. You still have to use your cane to walk with. So it's not that tight on your leg. So we're afraid it'll fall off. That was the machlokes. Tana Rabbon. Tinoikois mutaron bakulam. A young child, you're allowed to give him these inuyim that says in the Mishnah, he's mutar. You're allowed to wash him. You're allowed to feed him on Yom Kippur. Chutz minilas sandal. The only thing you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to put on shoes. You shouldn't put on shoes on your child. On a young child, even though he's not been mitzvah yet, you're not supposed to put on shoes on him, on Yom Kippur. But the other things are all mutter. Trashi mutarim bakulin, the chol hani demasnisin, achilo shtiyo rechitza v'sicha. He's not been mitzvah yet, so he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, he's allowed to drink, he's allowed to rub him, he's allowed to wash him, just not putting on shoes. Shredigmar, why? Maishno nilas asandom. Why is it also? Tiyamri inchi. People are going to say, of Dulei, that you did it. You put the shoe on him on Yom Kippur. So what's wrong? Rashi says, Inshi Avdilei, Gedoyla Mosulei, Pihatoyra Haziru, Gedoyla Malaktanim. Midiraisa, the father, the God, was supposed to take care of his child. Shalayasul Hembiadayim, Dover Osser. You should not do for them, feed them something that's Ramash Osser. Kedemina Masechti Vomis. Loy Teichlom, something that's a trephis, and Loy Sachilom, Widashin, Lahazi Gedoyla Malaktanim. That a godl is not allowed to give his son, a young son, tea trefis. You're not allowed to give it to him. Say also, the reason why you can't put shoes on him, because everybody's going to know that you put shoes on him. Mashenkein, hanech namri, Fred Gemara, and the other things, mashma, people are not going to say you did it to him. Fred Gemara, no. Hanech namri, yami inchi, of the lay rechitza v'sicha. If they'll see your kid, it looks nice, beautiful today, they'll say, Masami gave him a bath today, that's why it looks so nice. So people know also you washed him today. Mura says, no. Eimam yesmul avdilei. People say, you know what, he washed him yesterday. They won't be choshed you that you did it today. They'll say, no, he washed the child yesterday. For the Gemara, though, sandal nami. Eimam yesmul avdilei. Sandal also. What do you care if your person does it? but people will say it was done yesterday. So if the Gemara name sandal la yeshidim yesmel, it can't be. It can't be that the shoes he's wearing today is the same shoes that he put on yesterday. He didn't take them off. La yeshidim the miyesmel avdilei. The Yomash Shmuel said, "Hi man, the boy lemitam time of the misusa. If somebody wants to have a little taste of what death is of misa, is lasaya nasani. Let him put on his shoes. Veligni, go to sleep. If you go to sleep wearing your shoes, it's a sakon. It's no good. It's a time of misa. So maybe nobody sleeps with their shoes on. So maybe if you see the kids wearing their shoes today, for sure they're going to know you put it on today. That's the terence. For at the Gemara of all mutarin, like a tchila katan, like it's very shred havamin here. It's mash mekhila, like a tchila smutter. Don't tell me that the gedolim are not allowed to do it for the katanim. It says mutarin. Something that's mutter is no issa. La'azir gedolim on katanim goes, something that's asr, he's not allowed to do. But here it says clearly that for katanim, you're allowed to do these five anuim to them. You're allowed to wash him. Master, somebody comes and asks you a question. Am I allowed to wash my kid on Yom Kippur? Yes, you're allowed to. Are you allowed to sikha? Yes, you're allowed to. Can you give him teeth? Yes, you're allowed to. So you can't tell me like you're doing it behind the people back. People won't know you're doing it today. It says clearly mutarim. You're allowed to do it. If it asks the child, they'll say it's mutter. So if you're allowed to do it, so what's the difference? Why can't you put a shoes on Yom Kippur then? After Gemara, Elahanich, Delab Revisayu, Gozru Burabonin. Putting on shoes, he doesn't need to grow up with. Not something he needs for his health. A kid could go without wearing shoes. Therefore, the Rabbanim will not mat you to put on shoes on a tinnik for your Yom Kippur. Ma'ashek and Hanath revisayu. The fact that he needs teeth or to wash himself, that's what he needs to grow with. That's the way he grows healthy. Who is like Gozer the Rabbanim? The Rabbanim will not go to these things. The Rashi says, and what the Omer Abaye said, Omruliyeh, my mother told me, Revisa the Yanuka. What does a young child need to grow? What's healthy for him? Maya Chamima. You have to wash him with hot water. Or Mashka. And you have to rub him down with oil. That's what you have to do to a young child. Shrashi Mayim Chamima, the Rechitzam. Or Mashka Losav. You have to rub him with oil. Garda Purta. The kid grows a little bit bigger. Then Beyusa Bekutcha. You have to give him egg teeth. Bekutcha, the type of a dish. Shrashi Beyusa Kutcha Beitzim Bekutach. Kutach was a dish that had a little milk in it. That had some milk in it. It had other ingredients. Goda purta, kid grows a little bit bigger. Tevuri mani. Know what you gotta do for him? Buy him toys. Know what kind of toys? Buy him a cleat that he can break. Trashi, tevuri mani. Lahafka le kelim le shaber le malas tavosin. Buy him broken kelim. You buy a broken cleat in the store and give it to your kid, let him break it right there. He needs something to play with. Merkiho de rabba. Like rabba. Zovin le mani geziza de pachra. Rabba went in the store and bought a broken cleat, a chip cleat there. Bought it cheap. Why? Levnei to give to his kid. Matavrilu. His kid took it, a broken more. Kids, you gotta give your kids something to do. They have energy. Let them break a broken kelim. Better than breaking the house down. Better. So, mainly, if you want the kid to grow healthy, this is what you do for him. Give him broken kelim to break. Trash the buri mani. Lahafka like kelim the shabra lamalas tabosi. So, I call upon advice that these are the things a kid needs to grow. So, mainly, a kid needs teeth. A kid needs to drink. A kid needs to have a chitza. A kid needs to have sikhum. That's what these things are mutter. Mashenki, putting on shoes, they don't need to grow. I'm afraid today, the Veltan, Heint to make, they forget about shoes already. Heint today, kids have sneakers all the time. So, male wearing sneakers is not so gefährlich. And from here comes out the locker why people are making, if you have a young kid, if you have a kid, I think they say under 2 years old. For a little kid under 2 years old, then they tiny, it is revise. For a little kid 1 year old, when he first starts to walk, then the Meister, he needs a shoe that helps him walk. And if you don't give him shoes to wear, it'll hurt his walking. So, some people are making to put on shoes on a little kid, I think if he's under 2 years old. But once he's 2 years old already, then it doesn't affect the walking anymore. Then it's only strictly for comfort. But it's not cold, that's the way he's growing. So maybe if he's over two years old, you should not put on the shoes for him. If the kid puts it on himself, maybe you don't have to take it off him. He's not mechuyev to take it off the kid. But you should not put it on him once he's a little bit older already. It's not called hayni revisei. Right, then the Mishnah says, ha-melech v'yakala yirchot zules p'neim. A melech is allowed to wash his face even on Yom Kippur. And we spoke out already, if it's only with the Rabbanan and these Inuyim, so it's good, the Rabbanan will make it for a melech. And if it's with the right sub, like the Ran says, the Rabbanan have the right to say how the Yisra should be. And the Rabbanan saw fit to say that a melech should have a right to wash himself even on Yom Kippur. And only his face. So the Maram Asnissimani, Rabbi Chanina, Ben Trajan, he. Titania, ha melech v'yakala, a melech and a kala. Lo yichet suas p'nein. The Tanakhana holds no, it's their rosa to wash their face even on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Chanina, Ben Trajan, Oimer, Mishum Yableza. Ha-melech v'yakala yichutzu es p'neim. No, they have a right to wash their face on Yom Kippur. Ha-chaya, what about Nisha just gave birth? Lo yisin lo sa sandal. She's not allowed to wear shoes. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradinoimer, Mishum Reb Leza, Hachaya Tinlas a sandal. No, he's makel that the Yara will allow to wear shoes. My timer, what's the head of what's found in Rabbi Chanina? In Chanina ben Tradin, why is he makel on these three? So my timer, Melech, why is he Melech Mutter? Mishum Nasir, the Pasuk says, Melech Beyofioin Techazena. He's always supposed to look very nice. So Melech, even on Yom Kippur, Melech should wash his face so he should always look nice. That's common for the Melech. You should always see a melech when he's nice. Kala, my timer. What's the reason Rabbanu will make her on a kala? She just got married now. We want a husband to like her. If she's not going to look nice, maybe her husband won't like her. So they shouldn't come not to be liked by a husband. We're matter to wash her face. And omalei rav, kala at kama. How long is an isha after she got married still called a kala that she's allowed to wash her face even on Yom Kippur? Omalei kinatayin, like we learned. Ein moinim tachshitim in a kala. Kol shleishim yoyim. For 30 days, we don't tell a kala that she shouldn't wear a tachshitin. Even my avelis, she's allowed to wear a tachshitin the first 30 days. Because she's still called, she's called a kala. And for the reason, she's like this ganama baila. We don't want a husband not to like her. So the first 30 days, we're extra special. Nice to her, she's allowed to dress up and look nice. So within an emtifa, she's allowed to wash her face. Ha chaya tinla sa sandal. He said, you're allowed to, a sandal, a chaya, just gave birth. She's allowed to put on shoes. Why? Mishum sina. Because we're afraid she'll catch a cold. If she doesn't wear shoes, maybe her feet will get cold, and it's no good for her. And Omar Shmuel, imach mesakonas akrav. If there's a place that you're afraid there are snakes there, and you're afraid if you don't wear shoes, maybe the snake will bite you, then mutter, then anybody's allowed to wear shoes. Avadim mishum sakonas nefoshes, avadim allowed to wear shoes in Yom Kippur. Shrashi sakonas akrav. Mokam sheyesh lochish lakrovim. For scorpions, mutter l'chol adam lino. Anybody's allowed to wear it. Because then lemaisa it's a sakana for anybody. So anybody's allowed to wear these shoes even on Yom Kippur. So only Yosef, but Mokem, there's no sakana. But Mokem sakana, but it's mutz to wear even on Yom Kippur. All right, stop here.